Greetings, Big Show fans. Yeah. Citizen Randy here with a show note about today's podcast. As you are full aware, today is Martin Luther King Day, so it's a national holiday, and the rest of the crew is, well, probably still sleeping. So I got an encore show for you today, and this one originally aired on Monday, July the 20th, 2020. I hope you enjoy the show.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize package this morning, how about $50 to spend on an American Express gift card, courtesy of Bojangles. It's bow time. Yes, sir. Now, by the way, that drive-through window is working amazingly at Bojangles. Thanks to our girl Jackie, since Barbara has been in quarantine for about 8
Jackie's
months.
Jackie's working the drive-thru? When did this happen?
She's picking up our biscuits.
Oh, she's picking up. Okay.
All right. I just say thank you. The one on Pineville Matthews Road, I pull up and they say, it's the lady from the radio.
And Barbara, if you're listening, like there's a chance of that, Jackie and Marcy have been talking smack on you. I bet she gained 30 pounds.
Yeah, they're hoping you got fat, Barbara.
Oh, you're so wrong.
Well, let's get our 3 dates in history where we get our categories from so we can play for that $50 from Bojangles. All right, it was July 20th, 1858. The world's first admission fee was to a professional baseball game. Charge, how much you think it was?
A nickel.
50 cents.
Holy hell.
Half a dollar in 1858.
Whoa, whoa. These overpaid athletes and their inflated salaries? I bet he's making $100 a year.
Move up to 1923. Mexican revolutionist Pancho Villa.
That's Pancho Villa. Pancho Villa is an apartment complex.
Yeah, they have a nice pool, though.
Yeah.
Pancho Villa. Yeah, you don't pronounce the L's in that language. Well, he was assassinated while riding in his brand new Dodge automobile. Villa's favorite foods were peanut brittle and sardines.
Mm-mm.
You think he was on the pot?
As the saying goes, then he needed killing.
Man, and they do pronounce the L's, by the way.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, he was a mean one. Mm. He was evil. He once killed 80 women and children because they were slowing his gorilla activities.
I can't do my gorilla activities.
Man. His last words were recorded. He said, "Don't let it end like this. Tell them I said something."
And pass the sardines, will you?
And who eat my peanut brittle?
All right. Finally, it was on this day, 1993, an animal rights protester who was dressed like a cow was arrested in Philadelphia after she hit Ronald McDonald in the face with a pie.
Oh.
The clown was not available for comment. Neither was Ronald.
So. By George. I tell you.
All right, it's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is our toll-free line. Or you might have signed up at thebigshow.com and you click the on-air contest button. You want to play a game? You're usually up around. Well, then Jackie might call you if you can't get through. Love how we plan this thing out. Hang on. We play Outburst next. It's a Big Show on the radio Monday morning. Our video today brought to you by LS Tractor. More standard features, best in class performance, and longer warranty, all for a value that offers simply more. Go to thebigshow.com, find your local dealer, and see our video, The Office Arnold Schwarzenegger Edition.
It's disturbing.
Man, it is disturbing. Y'all like The Office? See all the characters. Schwarzenegger, good stuff. Available at thebigshow.com.
That's what she said.
Right now, get a week's worth of winning beginning.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Brian from Wilson, North Carolina.
We
Hey, Brian. How's it going, Brian? Huh? Hey, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, man, welcome. All right, let's get it going. You ready to get through these categories?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
In 5 seconds.
Brian. Billy, you're doing so well, he keeps looking at me like it's an actual drop.
I know, man. Good work. All right, there we go. All right, Brian's got to concentrate. Three events.
Okay.
Three events that charge admission. Ready? Go.
Movies, sporting events, amusement parks.
All right.
Attaboy, Brian.
Now, we need three Dodge vehicles. Ready? Go.
Ram, Charger, Ranger.
Wow. Okay. And now, I'm sorry, I lost my place.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah. And your voice, apparently.
I was trying to run. What about Pancho Villa? Why are we talking about Dodgers? Oh, because, I remember now.
Brian has things to do.
All right, Brian.
Oh, Brian's on the phone.
For the win, three major cities. Ready, go.
Charlotte, Nashville, New York City.
There it is.
Brian, I can't do it.
I say Brian, you say Young. Brian,
Young,
Brian.
Young.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Brian, you got $50 to spend on an American Express gift card, courtesy of Bojangles. See, it was worth it.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
All right, did y'all decide, is it Pancho Villa or Pancho Villa?
Well, we're trying to decide whether we need to change the show to John Boy and Bee Yee, and I don't think we're going to do that.
Big Show's on the radio. Here's where we kick off our Married Man Monday. The exploits of Drinking Buddy.
Here we go.
Married man, drives around in a minivan. Life for him has no zing. Wife won't let him do a thing. She says, it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
Last time, married man and college buddy thought they were headed for a meeting of the superhero union, but found they'd actually stumbled into a trap set by their arch enemy, divorced man.
Well, well, the monogamous moron and his idiot sidekick in my clutches at last.
Divorced man, do you really find it necessary to talk about us like that?
He's a supervillain, you idiot!
College buddy, do you really find it necessary to talk about me like that?
Silence, you fools! Now then, married man, I'd like you to meet my evil counterpart to your pathetic pal, college buddy. Say hello to my somewhat tipsy henchman, the marinated malefactor, Drinking Buddy.
Why, say there, Droopy Drawers.
Great Caesar's goat. It's Ronnie Ledford, the most notorious guzzler in City College history.
That's right. And today, he lives only to do my bidding. See? Relieve married man of his cell phone, my gin-soaked crony.
Holy shakedown, married man. Without your cell phone, you'll be like Spider-Man without his web shooter. Like Green Lantern without his power ring. Like Aquaman without his
fish finder?
You know, actually, Aquaman doesn't use a fish finder. He summons the denizens of the deep with his telepathic power.
Gentlemen, you're doing it again.
Oh, sorry. So, what manner of evil plan are you hatching?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just going to hold you two right here until, say, midnight.
Oh.
By the time you get home, your wife will never speak to you again. which will mean the end of your matrimonial marvels once and for all.
You fiend, you wouldn't dare.
Just watch me.
Wait a minute. You're going to keep us out till after bedtime on a weeknight? That's your evil plan?
Silence, worm. Drinking buddy. Going to go over to Sporty's and watch the game. Keep our friends here until I get back.
You got it, big guy.
Okay, married man. So what are we going to do?
Well, to tell you the truth, chum, I'm fresh out of ideas.
Hey, long as we're just sitting around waiting, anybody care for a cocktail?
Cocktail? Sure, why not?
What?
Hey, if the old ball and chain is going to yell at me anyway, I might as well enjoy myself while I can. Here, I'll even be the bartender.
Yeah, I like you, big guy. Let me have a gin and tonic. Easy on the tonic.
Married man, what are you doing?
I'm living a little, college buddy. You heard the man. We're stuck. That's no reason we have to be miserable, too.
Are you crazy? You're already going to be out till midnight. You go home with liquor on your breath, Honey Bunny's going to kick your butt.
You let me worry about Honey Bunny. I do what I want, and if she doesn't like it, well, she can lump it.
Yeah. Good one, big guy. Hey, ain't you having one?
No, here, you go ahead. I'll mix one up for myself in just a minute.
Suit yourself. Pass the teeth through the gums. Look out, Billy. Here she comes. Ooh, you know, I don't feel so hot, big guy.
Holy frat party. He's out like a light.
Of course. Don't you remember, Ronnie, back in college, how his left eye would start to twitch right before he passed out? I could tell just by looking at him he was one gulp away from dreamland. Come on, let's get out of here. Oops, almost forgot my phone. Hello? Oh, hi, honey. Yeah, we're on our way out the door right now. No, we ran into an old enemy of mine. What? No, it wasn't the blonde bombshell. No, I haven't run into her in years. I think she's retired, actually. No, it was divorced man. Yes, him again. No, I don't know what his problem is. Anyway, I'll be home shortly. What's that? Well, okay. Do you want the regular or the super maxis with the wings? Okay, no problem. Bye, hon. Well, old chum, looks like we got to make a stop at the Food King.
You know that bar that divorced man went to is just around the corner.
Shut up, college buddy.
And so, another evildoer is smashed. Literally. Thanks to the quick thinking of your friendly neighborhood married man. Tune in again next time when we'll hear a drinking buddy say...
Hey, where's everybody at? Big guy? Big guy? Hey. This would be a good place for a bar. Hey, anybody get a drink here? Just certain people.
Don't miss our next sphincter tightening adventure. Same married time, same married channel.
Wherever there's a school up, you'll find the married man.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. About 20 minutes, another edition of Married Man with Drinking Buddy spotlighted. Right now, not ready for drive time players. Action!
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Praise Report. As our story opens, Dr. Oral Rogers is opening a Sunday morning outdoor service in the parking lot of the Fire of Dothan Holiness Temple in Dothan, Alabama.
Welcome, one and all, to the Fire of Dothan. And what beautiful weather the Lord has provided us for our socially distanced outdoor service this morning. As always, we would like to open up the meeting by inviting you in the congregation to come forward and share some of the prayer and praise reports that you might feel that the Lord has brought you here to talk about.
Well, I've got one, preacher.
Oh, Yes, ma'am. Please go right ahead.
My name is Mary Lou Jenkins, and my report is a miraculous story about my husband, Tom. I'm so nervous. 1 year ago this week, Tom was out riding his bicycle in the neighborhood, and a car came around the curve a little too fast and hit him. It ran right over his scrotum.
Oh, my word!
That's what Tom said. Oh, it was just a mess. He was covered in bumps and bruises, and of course, his scrotum was a complete mess. And the paramedic that came was Joe Brown, a real nice Christian feller. He loaded Tom in the ambulance, gathered up the pieces of his scrotum, and... Oh, and rushed us both to the hospital. Me and him prayed for my husband all the way there. And Joe stayed with me till Tom was out of surgery, and we prayed for him the whole time.
Well, that Joe sure sounds like a wonderful fella.
He is, preacher. And the Lord heard our prayers and delivered big time. 3 weeks later, I took Tom to the doctor for a follow-up, and he said he's never seen a recovery like that. Tom was all healed up, no pain, not a scratch on him. You'd never know anything had ever happened to his scrotum. Doc said he doesn't like to throw around the word miracle, you know, but this is one, if there's ever been one. 1 year later, I just want to say thanks to the doctors that put Tom back together, to Brother Joe Brown, the paramedic, for his prayers and support, and to the Lord for taking such good care of our family. Praise his name forever. Amen.
Well, amen to that indeed, sister. A wonderful example of the power of prayer and the goodness of the Lord. Well, has anybody else got a praise report?
Preacher, my name's Tom Jenkins. I'm Mary Lou's husband. I'm the guy that her and Joe were praying for so hard. And I'd just like to say, the word that my wife is looking for is sternum. We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
I was a little worried about what I would have to put my hands upon.
What was I saying?
Tune in again next time when we hear crusty old Joe Brown say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
What's up, fellow babies? This is Charles, 200 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. The American dream.
Don't forget to throw in North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki.
Okay,
big show.
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio for you Monday, July 20th. And I was just looking, my sheet here says today is Moon Day, marking man's first landing on the moon. Mm-hmm. On this date, 1969, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin landed their lunar module Eagle. Mm-hmm. I thought we already had the anniversary of them walking on the moon.
Well, you have another anniversary every year.
Yeah.
Oh, but we hadn't this year because you had to land first. They had to land on the moon. Would have got out wrong.
We don't really celebrate an anniversary until the appropriate date, and today is that appropriate date.
So, even in a year like 2020, it still works the same. Yeah.
So is this the 50 year?
69 was the year they landed, so this would be 51, I think.
So that's what I was remembering.
Right. See, last time really
July.
Flies when
I
you
told
get
you
old.
This year's going by quick.
What are y'all talking about?
We're talking about this moon day because it landed on the moon. So it was this date in 69. So that means did they walk on it like tomorrow?
They actually walked on it, I think, later the same day. It was late in the evening.
Yeah, it was at night. Yeah. I remember watching that. Yeah.
It was like almost 11 o'clock at night or something like that.
Okay. Were you allowed to stay up that late and watch it, Tater?
I wasn't here.
She wasn't born yet.
She's one of her favorite cartoon characters are people like
Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman.
In a larger sense, yes, she could stay up that late.
Yeah, I really didn't have a curfew.
I know. She was with her daddy at Myrtle Beach.
Yes. Here we go again. Could you call your dad and ask if you were an itch in his britches about that time?
All right. Anyway, so happy Moon Day, everybody. All right. Back to Married Man Monday in minutes. Big Show rolls on. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, our first John Boy Jeopardy of the week. Playing for a LS Tractor prize pack. It includes a Jeb and Ward Burton autographed LS Tractor number 8 JRM Chevrolet Camaro diecast, a t-shirt, and a tumbler. LS Tractor, more standard features, best-in-class performance, and longer warranty offer a value that offers simply more. Go to LSTractorUSA.com to find your local dealer. Now we are celebrating our Married Man Monday with his sidekick drinking buddy.
Married man, married man, drives around in a minivan. Life for him has no zing. Wife won't let him do a thing. She says, it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
Our story opens on a sunny Saturday afternoon in Central City. College Buddy has been summoned to Married Man's basement to see his brand new Fortress of Matrimonitude.
And right over here, there's a police scanner, a recharger for the Shrew phone, and a map of the city with push pins to track ongoing crime waves. Pretty cool, huh?
Huh? Oh, yeah, boy, yeah, that's great.
I tell you, I think this top-secret retreat is going to be just the thing to jumpstart our crime-fighting career. Stick with me, old chum. Nothing's going to stop us now. Excuse me just a second. Hello? Yes, hon? A visitor? Who is it? He said he was an old friend of mine, and you send him around to the basement door?
Well, there goes our top-secret retreat.
What's that, every guy?
Great Caesar's goat. It's our old classmate, Ronnie Ledford, otherwise known as Divorce Man Schnockered Sidekick Drinking Buddy.
That's my name, big guy. Don't wear that.
What are you doing here, you marinated malcontent?
Take it easy, big guy. I just came by to talk.
What could we possibly have to talk about?
I'll get to that. First things first, y'all got anything around here to make a drink with?
Hey, Ledford, why don't you pop a cap on one of those mini bottles you got in your utility belt there?
Whoa, that's my emergency kit, big guy. And I ain't real sure when I'll get to fill it up again, since how I'm out of work right now.
Out of work?
Yeah, divorce man put me on the road. Fired me. He hurt me, big guy. Here, let me show you how much he hurt me.
To show how badly he was hurt, Drinking Buddy reaches out and pinches College Buddy on the left ninny.
Ow! You stupid!
You hit me, big guy.
Keep your hands off me, you dumb rummy.
So you're out of a job, huh?
Yeah, thanks to you two.
Us?
Yeah, after I let you escape last time, divorce man told me to clean out my locker. He said I was unreliable. Said I was a loser. He hurt me, big guy. Here, let me show you how...
Hey, don't do that again, man.
Sorry. Anyway, since I've been out of work, I had a lot of time for thinking. And no offense, big guy, but you and Drooper Drawers here ain't hitting on a whole lot on your own. I think what you fellas need is a team.
A team?
Yeah, you know, like the Justice League, the Super Friends, the Avengers, the X-Files.
That's the X-Men.
Well, I ain't up on all the latest ones, but yeah, I mean, think about it, big guy. It'd be great. You could have like a fire guy and a water guy and a bird guy.
And a guy that stumbles around with liquor on his breath.
Yeah, that one I could help you with, big guy. And we could get us a girl that dresses up in leather like old Xener, the warrior princess.
Ledford, you're an idiot.
Hey, I ain't got every single detail worked out. Look, big guy, if I'd known I was going to be under the microscope, I'd have worn a different shirt.
College buddy, could I talk to you in private? Ronnie, would you excuse us for just a second?
You got it, big guy. You mind if I look in the refrigerator for something to wet my whistle?
Well, I guess that'd be okay. Just don't try to strike up a conversation with my wife or anything, okay?
Married man, you're not really thinking about going along with this stupid plan, are you?
Chum, as weird as it might sound, this super team idea may have potential.
Potential? For what? Disaster?
No. Look at this brochure I just got in the mail.
Superheroes deserve super coverage?
Mm-hmm. Says here if we can get a team of 5 heroes together, we'd be eligible for a group health plan from Northwestern. Look, it's got dental and everything.
You want to team up with that Gin Blossom just to get a good rate on health insurance?
Well, it's not just that. I think he's right. We need some new blood to freshen things up.
All right. Where are we going to find these other heroes?
Well, we'll have an open tryout, say, next Saturday. We'll put an ad in the classifieds, make up some flyers, put them
them on the bulletin board down at the community center. Oh, and Oldies 91.5 has got that Sunday morning job line program. I bet we could get on that. Come on, it'll be fun. I've always wanted to lead a team of superpowered heroes. What do you say?
I think you're nuts.
Well, be that as it may, I am the senior partner, so I get to make the call.
Okay. I have a feeling I'm going to regret this.
Hey there, guy. Look what I found in the bottom of the vegetable drawer. Some ice-cold Zimas.
Huh? Married man, you drink Zima?
I think Honey Bunny brought those home from a bachelorette party last year.
White bears. Who'd have thunk it? Still gets the job done, though. So what do you think about my idea there, big guy?
Ronnie, believe it or not, I think it might work. We'll hand-pick a team of heroes from around the world. We'll stare evil right in the face and say, "Hello, Honey Bunny. What can I do for you?" Yes, my friend is back here in the basement with us. No, I don't think he's going to be coming back to the house at all. Yes, I'm fairly sure. Okay, hon. Ronnie, we'll call you. Would you mind leaving through that door you came in?
No sweat, big guy. I can't hardly wait. This deal's gonna be bigger than WrestleMania. Call me.
The Matrimonial Marvels forming a new super team with Drinking Buddy? Holy bad idea. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Drinking Buddy say,
"Hey, big girl, nice costume. I like you. You like me?"
Don't miss our next sphincter-tightening adventure. Same married time, same married channel.
Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
All right. About an hour. Drinking Buddy and Married Man return. All right, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Jump right in here. Statistically speaking, men are much worse at this when they are teenagers, but get more cautious and much safer as they age. Mm-hmm. It's just the opposite with women, though. The older they get, the worse they are at it, and the more dangerous they become.
Ah, what is getting to the flipping point?
Since a story at home. What y'all got?
Yeah, it's just me.
Yeah, it's just you, yeah. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Good Monday morning. The Big Show's on the radio, and our video today brought to you by LS Tractor. Yeah, sponsoring our big prize pack we're playing for. Down your local dealer when you go to thebigshow.com. And see our video, The Office, Arnold Schwarzenegger edition. Creepy, man.
It is creepy, yeah.
Right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's... And now your host, the Mondayest guy in town, so don't push it. He's John Boy.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Let's say hey to Rich out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, John Boy, and all our Big Show crew.
Good morning. All right, Rich, you first up. Let's see what you got. Statistically speaking, men are much worse at this when they are teenagers, but get more cautious and much safer as they age. It's just the opposite with women, though. The older they get, the worse they are at it, and the more dangerous they become. What are we talking about, Rich?
I'm going to say driving.
Driving. Let's say...
Service!
You nailed it. Maybe getting to the point is a close second.
Yeah. Number two with the bullet, yeah.
Definitely true about my wife. I wish y'all could watch her try to back out of the driveway. Uh-huh. It's honestly, it's like watching a suicide mission. You know, you're like, I know the bomb's going to blow. I know it is.
Now, your driveway's straight. It's just on a hill.
Oh, I know. But see, there's often another car there.
Ah, yeah. So, it goes onto the street.
Yes.
That's where the problems start, I guess.
There you go.
All right, well, good luck, Doodles. And, hey, way to go, Rich. You got the LS Tractor prize back. Wait a minute.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, buddy. Before Jackie gets over to take your info, what you got, baby?
I'm so bad. In front of my house is a street, and you have to go in between two cars. I kid you not. I call in the house and tell David, come move this car.
Oh, my God.
No kidding. I will try five times, and I get frustrated. I'm halfway in the street in one end, not in the right place in the other end. I hate it. And
now,
I used to be so good
backwards?
At it. No, I'm trying to pull it between two cars.
You need to stop driving.
I know I do. I'm so bad anymore. That's a true statement.
Well, I think you're pretty good drive when I've ridden with you. Now, Tater, on the other hand.
Oh, boy.
Tater, she just goes faster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have any patience.
And gets more generally clenched up.
Yeah. The longer she drives. That's actually a good strategy, because if you go really fast, and your passengers are too scared.
Right. To comment. Yeah. That's right.
She's trying to shut everybody up.
I don't have road rage.
I do not. We follow each other home every day, because we live, you know, pretty much the same.
You've definitely got the tendency.
Oh, this one here? I'm like, gosh, she is flying.
She's
she probably thinks I'm a little old lady.
I do. I have to agree with that, too.
I have scared Jackie in traffic, and we were in different cars with the windows rolled up.
It's not me.
She was in the car beside of me, and I just looked over at her and went, mouthed this. And she was like,
well, don't mess with her when she's driving, please.
No, we were sitting at a stoplight.
I just want people to drive. Just drive. Don't do anything else in the car.
Well, y'all try to pull yourselves together. And Rich, Jackie's going to get your info right now. No backing involved. Oh, yes, you may. You go ahead.
I want to give a shout out to you and your crew for what you do for all the veterans and everybody in this country of ours. Well, you guys are the greatest, and keep it up.
Awesome, Rich. Well, thank you very much, buddy. Proud to have you listen.
And for Mr. Pillars, get over it.
Pretty much everything.
All right, buddy. Hang on. All right, we're going to jump out, catch you up on your news, then our time capsule for this July 20th, then about 20 minutes, somebody, Axe and Ike.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Well, I get a lot of leg cramps, and especially in the middle of the night, and all you can do is get up and walk it off, and oh, man, does it hurt. I mean, nothing hurts worse than that.
And that's that leg that you got crushed up.
Yeah, broken femur, got a rod in it.
Car wreck, yeah.
Yeah, so I've talked to a doctor about it, and he's always said it's a lack of potassium, magnesium, and
that's
other things.
That's what I used to hear, eat a banana.
Yeah. Yep, you know? Yep. So then when you came in with this mustard thing, yeah, that sounds great. I'm going to try that. No, I'm not. But then I Googled it, and sure enough, while medical guys might roll their eyes at it because there's no real explanation for why you could take a spoonful of mustard and it doesn't have the right ingredients.
Instantly.
Yeah,
instantly.
And works instantly. And so a couple of neurologists, one of them actually a Nobel Prize winner, looked into this. And it turns out that it's not the muscle cramps are not necessarily caused by the lack of these minerals so much as it is a misfire of nerve endings in your muscles.
That's what causes cramps.
Yeah, it's a misfiring. It's basically a part of your body gets a little offline, gets a little wacko, and that causes the cramp. So the neurologists, guys who brain surgeons, they looked into it and decided that the reason the mustard works is because while you're having this offline effect, taking this pungent flavor into your mouth causes the nerves in your mouth to kind of put everything back online, and that's why it works. Huh. They say also that they discovered...
So it's like turning it off and turning it back on again, almost.
That's about right.
Reboot.
Yes, rebooting,
You got to reboot your cramp.
So that's why it works. And they say also that, based on their studies, you could also use pickle juice, hot pepper flavors, anything that's just, makes your mouth come alive, basically. So there you go. You're right. So I'm sorry.
I'm guessing it would work on not just leg cramps, but any kind of a muscle cramp in your body, right?
Yeah, it should, yeah. Anything, if you go with their theory that it's just something offline, a little screwed up, a little off data, then you just get it everything
rebooted. See, that's what you always do, man. That's something, because I get cramps sometime in my side, and they're not always leg cramps in my side. I think from
from holding my stomach in around baby dolls. I'm using muscles. So
I think it's time, you know, that doesn't work. They still know.
Well, that's my line with pictures. Stomach in, boobs out. But anyway, so back to the mustard. The mustard works.
I want to know if the boobs out thing works.
But only if you put mustard on them.
Yeah, so mustard, so, right. Pickle juice, anything that's real that makes your mouth come alive.
So
basically.
I guess why it's mustard, because, you know, I always have mustard around. I ain't going to take a swig of pickle juice. You don't always have a jar of pickles handy.
From what I've read, mustard does not need refrigerating. So you can just leave that sitting by the bed.
True, that's right. Jackie was the first one to back me up because Dee and Steve had that bottle of mustard by the pool.
You keep a bottle of mustard by your bedside, and that gives your cleaning lady something else to talk about.
Great conversation starter, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. I'm glad, Randy. Well, I can't wait till you have another cramp, buddy.
Let me say it one more time so you can enjoy it. You were right.
Me and a Nobel Prize winner.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
John Boy and Billy.
Don't worry, this guy's got like a 4-star rating. We're good. His name's Randy. That's like one of the most trustworthy names. Are you Randy?
Morning radio done right.
Good Monday morning. Big Show's on the radio. Very much fun here for Monday. Appreciate y'all kicking your work week off with us. And just in time. It's time to act like.
Yo, what's up? see Patrick in the other room over there? Social distancing? Yeah. He thinks because he's that far away he can take his pants off. Put them damn shorts back on. He's into G-strings now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, get a load of that, Jackie. Welcome to Axite. Put those damn pants back on. The place to go for all the 411 you need for all your, what you call, intrapersonal relations shrimpacy. Dig this. Dear Ike, I've been seeing this girl for about a month now. The other day, she said the thing I really didn't want to hear. I love you. She didn't just say it once. She said it over and over and keeps on saying it. She hasn't actually asked me if I love her, but I get the impression that she keeps saying it, hoping I will finally do it. What do I do? When is the right time to say those three words? Best wishes, Clyde from New Bern. Dear Clyde, you in a rough spot, player. See, now, when a woman start in with the love talk, that means she's starting to get serious about the situation. Now, most of the time, the three words she ends up hearing is, get out, ho. Let me preach on it. Now, the most important thing to figure out is if and she really means it. You know, is she really in love or is she just up to something? Oh, not that a woman would ever say, I love you as part of some Nosferatu scheme. I mean, whoever heard of a woman's pledging her undifecating love to a dude she's only known for 30 days in order to get her funky fingers into his stash of cash, filling his thinkulator with notions of lifetime romantical connubiality. And then, when she gets him all playated with Mad Dog 2020, disappearicate in the middle of the night with all the dude's Vietes, his broham, the Crown Air refrigerator in the back window, and his damn EBT card. Nobody I know, that's for damn sure. That man there would have to be a fool. A stupid old fool. Who let a big booty turn his head and decorate his bed and leave him in the red. Man! What was up with that, man? But I regress. What were we talking about again? Oh, yeah. When to say I love you. Well, in order to stay a player instead of being played, you better make sure she really loves you. Now, over the years, I have devisorated a scientific testicle to determine, you dig, if the hoe is for show or a big no-go. Firstly, push the boundaries, my brother. If she really loves you, she will put up with a lot. Here's what you do. Take her out to eat someplace she don't like, but you do. Like a booby bar. Yeah, oh, you laugh. Lots of them places got a good-ass buffet. You go in, make sure she sits with her back to the stage. And when she talks to you, just keep saying, But don't look at her. Just keep peeping the hoochies. Now, if she can smile and eat her chicklin' fingers, you might have a winner. To make sure, ask her if she got any singles.
Oh, no.
On another way, man's love the toilet. It's like a little king domination in there. Why the hell do you think they call it a throne? You want to see if she love you? Leave the damn door open when you're doing your business. But don't stop there. Strike up a conversation with her. Anything you want to talk about. Ball scores. Have you tried Popeye's chicken sandwich yet? Why her best friend got that weird smell? Anything. Just to pass the time while you're passing that meatloaf sub from 2 days ago. Oh, and add to it. Make some noises like, ah. And every once in a while, a phew. If she makes a face, biatch might be on the fence. But if she can make it the whole way through without lighting a match and jumping out the window, sorry, dude. Go buy that ring. She loves you. Now, the real test is a risk. Leave your loaded money clip on the counter next to your keys at night. Now, if you get up in the morning and they's gone, you know she never loved you. You was just a fool, a damn old fool. You went and let a big caboose turn your common sense loose. It's not like your friends didn't warn you. Oh, no, she a skeezer, they all say it. But oh, hell no. You knew better, didn't you? There's lots of fish in the sea, and you had to drop your line out in Ho Harbor. You should have put your foot in the crack at the base of her back. Damn! Now you broke, gotta ride around in them fake-ass taxis with a big mustache on the front. What the hell was I thinking? I mean, what the hell were you thinking? What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. This is Ike. Peace out.
If you want to ask Ike, mail to Ask Ike, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. The John Boy Billy Big Show, or somebody will get him an email if you go to the Big Show.
Damn old fool! Old fool!
What's happening? What's going on? Rabbi Shlomo here. Listen, when I'm in the kitchen whipping up some kreplaks or some gefilte fish or a big pot of those hrappin' schlappin' shaking, nothing keeps a smile on my face like listening to my favorite Shlemiel and Shlemazel, John Boy and Billy. They're regular Hush and Pfeffer Incorporated. So you guys are rednecks, huh? What's that like?
We'll be right back.
Good Monday morning, July 20th. Big Show's on the radio. What you looking at over there, Rand? What are you talking about?
Well, Disney, Walt Disney World in Florida opened up on the 11th, I think. That was a week ago Saturday. And during the day, the way they're doing the attractions is virtual registration. You basically get a number, you're in line, and so you show back up at the time for you to get into the thing. And so the thing that's, let's just put it this way, this Magic Kingdom spot or attraction reached capacity for the day by 2 o'clock. What do you think? And we're talking 3, 4, 5 hour wait. What do you think? Oh, by the way, it wasn't a ride. Any idea what you think it
wasn't
was?
A ride.
No.
I don't know, something that was air conditioned.
No. Actually, no.
No. That'd be my first time.
Yeah, that's the one you line up for first, yeah.
It would be the gift shop at Splash Mountain.
The gift shop at Splash Mountain.
Because they're getting ready to change the theme inside to the Princess and the Frog. So all of that all of that paraphernalia is going to become collector's items.
Man, how about that?
Yeah.
So, hey, somebody y'all listen to Orlando. How much you darn standing in line?
It's too late. So some of this stuff has already made its way to eBay, like a T-shirt from Splash Mountain.
Right.
$800.
American?
But you told me earlier that, well, eBay...
Yeah, you missed your chance. You see, you've got to see these opportunities right. when it's time.
Well, so. He doesn't go to places where these opportunities show up.
No.
What about all them stupid beanie babies my wife bought?
Yeah.
I missed that.
You know when the time to sell them was? When people were buying them.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Your lesson.
Doggone, I'm missing on both ends here.
Right.
Well, y'all be careful out there. Who wants a ride? Splash Mountain. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Hang on, we continue with our Married Man Monday with the adventures of Drinking Buddy. And then we're going to play the current events quiz. You take C, get your Haybo Outdoors prize pack. Fishing, hunting, or anything outdoors, Haybo's got you covered for every season. Live, work, and play outdoors. Go to thebigshow.com, click on the Haybo banner for dealer info, enter code JBB, and you can get 20% off when you shop online. Hang on, we play in minutes right now.
Married man. Married man drives around in a minivan. Life for him has no zing. Wife won't let him do a thing. She says it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
As our story opens, Married Man and his pal college buddy are on the way home in the minivan after pulling a little overtime at work.
Hey, Married Man, why do we put on our superhero costumes when all we're doing is driving home?
Because danger could be just around any corner, old chum.
Yeah, right. When's the last time we ran into a supervillain anyway?
Well, let's see. I got it written down right here. It was a year ago next week, which means we're due for some excitement any minute now. See? Hello. Hi, honey bunny. Yes, we're all done. Yes, we're on the way home. What's that? Okay. What is it? Monostat 7. Now, what is that exactly? Ooh. I'm sorry I asked. Okay, I'll stop off at the Food Genie and pick it up. Okay, hon. Bye.
Man, you are right. Danger was just around the corner. Let me guess. Tampons, too?
Hello. Who's this? Drinking Buddy, how are you? What's that? Oh, won't start, huh? Well, I guess we could swing by there and give you a ride home. One question. Don't you work at a used car lot? Well, see, you'd think there'd be something there that you could drive home. Yeah, if I was a manager, I wouldn't want you driving the inventory around town either. Okay, we'll be there in about 5 minutes.
Oh, man, ain't this day been long enough already?
Hey, you know, when we're at the Food Genie, maybe we can pick up some cheese to go with that wine.
Ha ha.
Minutes later, our heroes pick up Drinking Buddy at Smiley's nearly new auto mall.
I appreciate the ride, big guy. What do you say there, Drippy Drawers?
Ledford, you're an idiot.
Hey, I see y'all got your super duds on. Good thing I got mine with me. Hey, we fixing to have us a venture or something?
Yeah, we're stopping at the Food Genie to pick up some kind of embarrassing personal product for Married Man's wife.
That'll work. Hey, big guy, can we make one more quick stop along the way?
And where would that be?
Rowdy Rick's Raw Bar. It's right on your way.
Oh, no, we're not going to take you out drinking.
No, 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 I left my wallet in there last night. Rick's got it in the lost and found box. I need to run by and pick it up.
Oh, man.
Now, now, college buddy, we've got to support our fellow team member in his hour of need.
Unbelievable.
Moments later, our heroes arrive at Rowdy Rick's.
Okay, guys, no capes in the building.
Since when, big guy?
Since you came in here last night with one on.
Drinking buddy, I've told you before, no costumes when you're off duty.
Hey, this is a bar, ain't it? I thought that meant I was on duty. Hey, here my wallet is, big guy, but there ain't no money in it.
Gee, there's a shocker.
Hello. Hi, honey buddy. What's that? No, the music isn't usually this loud at the Food Genie. We're not actually at the Food Genie right now. We're at Rowdy Rick's Raw Bar. Well, Drinking Buddy called us on the way home. He needed a ride. He left his wallet here last night, and he asked if we'd stop off so he could pick it up. No, I'm not kidding. Yes, I realize how ridiculous that sounds. But if I was going to make something up, don't you think I'd do a little better than that? No, I'm not in the habit of making things up. No, I suppose we didn't really need to come inside with him. Look, honey, we're leaving right now. I'll see you very soon, I promise. Okay? Bye.
So, you're the world-famous married man, huh?
Every day of my life.
Good evening. How's everybody doing out there? I'm Nina Nightshade from Power 107.2. Time for the grand prize drawing in the Pabst Blue Ribbon Power 107.2 Who Wants to Be a Movie Star contest. One lucky listener is going to get a trip to Hollywood, including airfare, hotel, and an audition for a featured role in a real live motion picture.
Hey, big guy, I'm entered in that.
Oh, come on, Ledford, you're not going to win. Just get your wallet and let's go.
If you were qualified on the Monkey in the Morning show this week, your name is going to be in the Big Hopper here. Let's give her a spin.
Hey, that's me, big guy. I was caller number 12. I'm in there.
And here we go. The winner is... Renee LaForge.
Hey, that's me, big guy. I won.
What? Your name's Ronnie Ledford.
Have you ever seen my handwriting, big guy? Hey, Niener, over here, it's me.
This is ridiculous. He's going to go up there and embarrass himself.
You know, I'm not sure if that's actually possible at this point.
I still think having him on our superhero team is a big mistake.
Now, we need him. We've almost got enough members to get that super team group health plan from Northwestern.
I don't know about you, but I'd pay more not to have to hang around him.
Easy there, old chum. I still think a guy like Ronnie might just be a diamond in the rough.
Okay, everybody, here's our winner. Okay, Ronnie, you and three of your friends are headed for Hollywood. Any thoughts?
Who wants to buy the future movie star cocktail? Gin and ginger. Easy on the ginger.
Oh, yeah. He's destined for greatness.
Hey, big guy. You and me and Drippy George is headed for Hollywood.
Uh-oh. He wants us to go with him?
Oh, yeah. I like this idea.
Hey, Niener, you want to be a movie star too, sweet thing?
Thanks, but I'm going to pass. You liquored up loser.
Suit yourself. Hey, what's your mama look like?
Married man and friends, Hollywood movie stars. Holy, this has disaster written all over it. Don't dare miss our next chapter of this sphincter-tightening adventure. Same married time, same married channel.
Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
All right, another episode in about an hour. And now, current events quiz. Tom Bidley, what's our subject this morning?
The game of Scrabble has officially approved a bunch of brand new words you can play now.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line, take C and win. We play next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio, and our video today brought to you by LS Tractor. With more standard features, best-in-class performance, and longer warranty, means a value that offers simply more. Go to BigShow.com, find your local dealer, where you'll find our video of the day, The Office Arnold Schwarzenegger Edition.
here.
Vanity office, you gotta see this.
It's a deep fake.
Yeah. Deeply disturbing as well.
Deeply weird, yeah, for sure.
Are we ready, girl?
Ready? Okay! Comb your hair and take a whiz. It's time for the current events quiz. Tennessee!
Yeah! And let's say hey to Kevin from Gordon, Georgia. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy, welcome. You ready to win?
I sure am. Let's do it.
Right, let's do it.
Well, the Merriam-Webster Publishing Company has released an updated edition of the official Scrabble Players Dictionary. The book adds 5,000 new words that are now legal to play in the legendary word game of Scrabble. The update includes lots of new terms that didn't even exist a few years ago. Among the trendy new additions, A, Mojito, the popular cocktail. B, Sudoku, the crossword-style game that uses numbers instead of words. Or C, Buzzkill, somebody who pulls out the dictionary to win at Scrabble.
We got Kevin.
Oh, wow. Those are all terrific choices, but I'm going to have to go down a limb and take C.
Hey, Liam, that's a T. That's good, buddy.
Y'all should see us play Scrabble at my house. I have dyslexia, and my daughter has dyslexia.
Wife can't back a car? What's going on?
I know. But when we play, it's like if you can make it, if you can make the sound that you spelled, it counts. So it's kind of messed up, but we enjoy it that way.
So it's like playing with Kramer. What was that thing? Quone. What? I'm going to challenge that. It's a word. Use it in a sentence. To quone something.
Well, it's not made up words, but it's just terribly misspelled words.
Mm. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of trouble.
Nah, it's fine.
Let's stick with take C. Kevin, you did good there, buddy. You got the Haybo Outdoors prize back down to Gordon for you.
I appreciate it. Could I give a shout out?
Yes, sir.
I want to give a shout-out to all my trashy rock-hauling buddies in Jones County, Georgia. Y'all keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down, and do some work today. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you and your boys listening to The Big Show. Bottom of the hour, time on the top of your news, right on the other side. Jimmy Fortune, former Statler brother, joins us here on The Big Show. Catch up with Jimmy. Hang on. Good morning. It's a big show on the radio for you Monday. All right. Time for our special guest, Jimmy Fortune, former member of the Statler Brothers. Of course, Jimmy and the Statler Brothers were inducted into the Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame in 07, inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 08. And Jimmy Fortune got a brand new album. And we're going to talk about that in a second. But first, let's welcome him. Right here to The Big Show. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, guys. It's great talking to you all, man. It's good to be with you this morning.
Man, wow. Good to have you, buddy. I love the way this came about. Jackie discovered you're an old friend of the family. I don't know. She's getting older. Maybe she just...
But Jackie... She was like best buddies with my sister years ago. And, you know, of course, she's kept up with all of us and my career over the years and everything. And so, man, it's just getting good to get to talk to her and get her and my sister Anna back together again.
I know. That is so neat. She was so excited. She called me over the weekend and said, well, one of my best friends just hooked back up with her. And she's saying her daddy, her late father, Jack, would say, where are you from? I'm from where the Statler Brothers are from.
That was our claim to fame. That was our claim. And Jimmy's other sister lives like a few houses from my mom still to this day.
That is awesome.
Anna was the one that I was close to. And she said to me the other day, I've been looking for you for 3 years. I said, just 3 years? I've been looking for you for 20.
That's... Oh, this, It's just been great, man. We grew up in a good time up there, and boy, we just had a ball growing up there in Virginia. And whenever you do talk about Virginia, they want to know if you're anywhere close to the Statler brothers or the Waltons. You
know? That's right.
And I'm right in the middle of both of them. So.
That's neat, yeah. Man. Always loved the Statler brothers. Well, Jimmy, when did you start with the Statler brothers?
I started in 1982 when Lou DeWitt of the Statler brothers, they sang tenor for the Statler brothers, who wrote Flowers on the Wall, by the way, and many other hits. He was suffering from Crohn's disease, and he was going to have to be out for surgery. And of all things, I was playing clubs and things back in Virginia. And the Statler brothers, matter of fact, Lou DeWitt heard me singing at a local ski resort up there, a place called Wintergreen.
Yeah.
And he was, so he heard me that night, and I met him, and I didn't know that he was going to have to be out for surgery, but when it came time to have someone fill in for him, I was the first name out of his mouth.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool. Being an old boy from Virginia myself, you know, just about 40 miles from where they were.
Right.
But long story short, they auditioned me, and then I had to come to Nashville to audition with about 25 other people, I think it was.
Wow.
And I made the cut.
Nice. Well, how long of a career did you have with the Statler Brothers?
I told them, I said, I'd stay as long as you guys want to do it. And I stayed until their last date. They retired in October the 26th, 2002.
Wow.
So I stayed with them until from January of 82 to October of 2002.
Man. Jack and Toby, ask you, how did you find your first ever guitar?
This is a great story.
Well, she knows we were poorer than poor. I mean, when I say poor, you hear that story all the time. We were. I mean, we lived on a place called Rock near the Rockfish River, place called Nellie's Ford in Virginia. And there was an old dump near our house right next to the river because when it would flood, it would get up and wash all that stuff away so you didn't have to worry about it. You know, but I found an old guitar with two strings on it in a dump. And I took it home and I worried my mom and daddy to death for about until I was 12 years old. And Christmas 1967, they bought me my first guitar, a real guitar.
Wow.
And I started learning how to play it. And I told my daddy when I got that guitar in my hands, I said, Daddy, if I can learn to play and sing at the same time, I'm going to make a living at this. He said, boy, are you crazy? He said, you can't make a living playing music. He said, why do you think they call it playing, son?
Well, you've got a beautiful voice, and I can't tell you how proud I am to say that I grew up with your family, and I know you guys, and you know how I feel about that first song you ever wrote.
Yeah, that song, Elizabeth. So that was right. Your first song that you wrote. Great tune, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, you know, there's been a lot of God things in my life, and I asked the Statler Brothers, I said, of course, you know Harold, the group, he's the bass singer, he just passed away not too long ago, mm-hmm. We miss him very much. He said, well, if it's good enough, son, we'll record it, and I went to work on that song, and it was a God thing. God gave me that song, and he knew that I needed something, and it became my first number one song and the Statler Brothers' number one song.
That is awesome, Jimmy. Well, Jimmy, tell us about your new album, Brotherly Love Album. I understand new album and DVD. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, it's a new CD and DVD. It's been released on iTunes. It won't be released, until September the 4th is supposed to be the release date as far as getting the CD and the DVD as well. Uh-huh. But it's in Cracker Barrel. It's in all the major markets. I teamed up with Bill Gaither a few years ago.
Oh,
and I've done a few projects with him, and it's been a great team effort with us. Things really just, it's like strapping on jets when I hooked into him, and it was just like, you know, hooked into the fan base that we have. And it's just been really good. Of course, I'm with Ben Isaacs singing with me. He's singing and playing music of the Isaacs. And then Brandon Walker and Mike Rogers. Mike Rogers plays for Craig Morgan, but he's with us in this group called Brotherly Love. And we thought if ever the world needs brotherly love, it's now, you know. And
got
so
it.
It's,
That is.
It's a little bit of everything on there, gospel, country, and kind of some pop stuff. So everything from, you know, got some Eagles, from Hank Williams to the Eagles on there.
Wow, so, man. So that's Jimmy Fortune.
We're real proud of it.
Jimmy Fortune, Brotherly Love album. And your website, I guess our listeners can catch up with you, jimmyfortune.com.
Jimmyfortune.com. And here's all my projects on there. My last project was called God and Country, and it's been doing real well. You can find all these products, like I said, in Cracker Barrel and all the major markets out there. So. All right. Except for the Brotherly Love thing, will not be out until September. But you can download it on iTunes, and it's out online like that.
Well, we'll keep up with you for sure, Jimmy. When everything calms down, come see us in the studio. All right.
Hey, I plan on doing that. I'm a big fan of y'all's, man. Thank you so much for what you do for all of us, man. And we really appreciate it so much.
Man, that's thank awesome, you. Jimmy. Thank you. Buddy.
You take care. I'll talk to you soon. I love you, brother.
I love you too, hon. Thank y'all. God bless you.
You too, sweetie.
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio.
Well, good morning there, John Boy and Billy.
Well, hey, Mr. Haney, long time no see. Man, what you been up to lately?
Just working out a plan to save the world, Hoss. Friends, this old 2020 pandemic has still got quite a roar on, and the recently lifted stay-at-home orders has given me a lot of time to brainstorm with a select group of my favorite local merchants. And today, I'm here to rip the lid off of the latest and greatest business innovation from the worldwide marketing octopus known as Haney International Sundries LLC. The pandemic has put a hitch in the world's get-along for long enough, folks. It's time to get this economic party restarted. And that's what we're all about at Hazmat Haney's Coronavirus Corral of Viral Values. The medical mini-mall for everything you need to get back to the business of living. Despite what your loudmouth Karens on YouTube keep a-hollering about, we all need to wear a mask when we go out in public nowadays. And that's why your first stop ought to be Mask Hysteria, your headquarters for the bottom half of your head. Whether you want to have a bright, cartoony SpongeBob square face or look like that scary wrestler-looking boy from the Dark Knight movies, Mask Hysteria has got the look you're looking for. Are you working from home and talking to your boss on the webcam deal all day? Well, now you can look your best for a whole lot less with a new outfit from Just the Top. Ain't nobody gonna see you from the waist down, so why buy the whole suit? Just the Top will have you looking like a Wall Street wheeler dealer from the waist up, and you'll be chilling like a villain in your favorite pajamas and sweatpants down below. Business on top, party on the bottom. It's like a mullet for your whole body. From business casual to Zoom funerals, our prices are just like our clothes. High fall. Up next, if you think that hydroxychloroquine and remdesivir are two of the Real Housewives of Atlanta, come find out the truth about the latest not strictly FDA-approved coronavirus curatives at the Dr. Oz Gray Market Medical Supplement Superstore. From herbal hoo-hoo growed by the Northern California hippies to weird-smelling potions and pills direct from a converted oil refinery over in Wuhan, we got all the latest possibly effective treatments for the COVID-19 at prices that'll put a smile on your face, even if they don't do jack squat to clear out your lungs. All products are backed up with the official Dr. Oz promise,
How do you know it won't work until you try it? And on your way out, be sure to swing by our takeout-only food court and pick up a travel-sized package of spiral-sliced Haney-baked ham cooked up and vacuum-sealed back in mid-January before the COVID even made it out of the wet market. It might not be fresh, but you know it's safe. Probably. This weekend, only get a free sample-sized bottle of hygienic Haney's hand sanitizer and tarnish remover with a minimum $10 purchase at any of our stores. Unprecedented times call for unbelievable savings, and that's exactly what you're going to get at Hazmat Haney's Coronavirus Corral of Viral Value. Your home for pandemic protective gear, experimental supplements, and farm fresh produce. Located right next door to Hotfoot Haney's Fireworks in the Haney Crossing Shopping Center on Two Notch Road in Hooterville, Arkansas. Buyer assumes all risk from purchases, all sales final. Dealers welcome. Si habla español. This is your buddy Hazmat Haney reminding you to wash your face and quit touching your hands. John Boy and Billy.
Yes, sir.
Y'all keep them straight out there.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio.
Hey, hosses and hossettes. It's your old pal, Gary Busey. And I'm not working a lot over at Busey Nissan or working the fryer over at Busey Burgers or calling Gaylord Sartain at 2 in the morning to sing Buddy Holly tunes. I'm listening to my favorite fellow head injury patients, John Boy Bill, every morning on the Big Show. Man, when was the last time I had ham?
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio for you Monday, July 20th. Having a birthday today. Happy birthday. And looked at our celebrity birthday list. Man, is this Tom Brady's wife, Giselle Bundchen?
Yes, that is Tom Brady's wife.
Giselle Bundchen. Is she, she's not using Giselle Brady?
No.
I don't guess so. She's, no. She's 40 years old today. Another reason I hate Tom Brady. She's a Brazilian supermodel.
Yes.
I know. Huh. She's Brazilian.
So who's Tom Brady?
It says she is the highest paid supermodel in the world.
I know her.
She's the 16th richest woman in the entertainment world.
Or as we call her, the good looking one.
You know what I hear? Tom Brady is tired of putting up with her stuff.
I think that's just a rumor.
Man, all right. So, Tom, he don't need that much money on his salary then.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she's very generous. Just like your wife would be.
That's your money. This is my money. Or however Brazilian sounds.
Mainly, happy birthday to you.
He bummed himself out.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. You win a Wilderness Systems 2-in-1 prize pack. It includes an X-Pel dry bag and freezer sleeve, perfect for keeping valuables dry while you're kayaking, boating, or camping anything around the water. And the cool thing converts to a dry, soft cooler to keep your favorite beverage frosty. Now check out Wilderness Systems, the sportsman's choice for all kayaking needs and made in the USA. Hang on, we'll play in minutes. But first,
married man, drives around in a minivan. Life for him has no zing. Wife won't let him do a thing. She says, it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
As our story opens, married man is checking in with his wife, Honey Bunny, from the Action Friends temporary home base in sunny Southern California.
Well, that's right, Honey Bunny. Captain Action Guy is out shooting some TV commercials. Yeah, we're just waiting for him to get back to the hotel. What? No, the stripper, I mean, Captain Action Girl isn't here. Yeah, she went to the TV shoot, too. You know, I wasn't too sure about this Sheki Djibouti, the Pakistani agent guy, but it looks like he's delivering the goods. What's that? No, College Buddy and I aren't actually in any of the TV ads. No, I'm not sure why. Yes, I'm sure they'll get the rest of us involved in something real soon, yes. What? No, Monica is staying in a different room. In fact, she and Ronnie are on a completely different floor. They're in the presidential suite. What suite are we in? Well, it's not a suite, really. It's sort of a one-bedroom with a fold-out couch in the den. Yes, it's quite a bit smaller than the presidential suite. What? No, it doesn't bother me at all. Okay, maybe just a little.
Ah, good afternoon to you, gentlemen. The conquering heroes have returned.
Hey, honeys.
Hey, y'all. Who needs a cocktail?
Oops, listen, honey, they just got back. I'll call you later, tell you how everything turned out. Love you. Bye.
Look, y'all, new boobs.
Yow, did you get them big enough? Man, they must have cost a fortune.
Boobs for less, big guy. They hooked us up for free.
Free?
Yeah, it was a trade deal for some TV time.
And speaking of TV time, I have the rough cuts from the TV commercials right here. Who wants to have a look?
Yeah, pop that baby in the VCR, Shaky. Prepare to be dazzled by my acting skills, y'all. I might be his next Mel Gibson.
You look more like the next Hoot Gibson.
Let me see. First, we have the Crazy Glickman's used car mega mall.
Come on down and see Crazy Glickman. I'll do anything to sell you a car. I'll eat anything that you want me to eat. I'll lick anything that you want me to lick. Come on down, and I'll chew on a dog. Remember, if you buy your next car from anybody else, you're the one that's crazy. Right, Captain Action Guy?
You tell him, big guy.
Oh, what did you think?
You mean, that's it? He just had that one line?
What? Not. We are trying to ease him into TV stardom slowly. Here's another good one. The law firm of Laurel and Hardy.
So remember, if you've been injured in an accident, call me, Frank Laurel.
Or me, Paul Harding. We'll make sure you get everything that's coming to you. Right, Captain Action Guy?
You tell him, big guy.
There you have it.
What? One line again?
You know, Droopy Drawers, it ain't all about me. It's about helping the people.
What people?
Well, so far, it looks like poor, stupid, accident-prone people in crappy cars.
Exactly. Here's another good one.
Hola, mis amigos. Mi nombre es Pedro Loco. Venido a la casa de coches. Es muy grande. Y guardaré mucho dinero. ¿Verdad, Capitán La Acción?
You tell him, big guy. I mean, sí.
Okay, poor, stupid, accident-prone Mexican people in crappy cars.
Great. Now he's an idiot in two languages.
And here's a celebrity endorsement.
Listen up, fools. This is Mr. T. I'm petty a fool that don't use 1-800-CALL-COLLECT. And remember, kids, don't be a fool. Stay in school.
You tell him, big guy.
Well, it could have been worse. At least it wasn't Carrot Top.
We're doing that one next week. Hey, here comes the one we did to pay for Moniker's new rack.
So remember, y'all, when you want boobs for less, it's boobs for less. Any girl, any size, just $99.95. Call Dr. Tony today at 1-800-424-4867. That's 1-800-4-BIGGINS.
You tell him, big girl.
Well, Monica, I thought you did a very good job for a first-timer.
Hey, what about me, big guy?
Oh, yeah, you were great, too. I especially liked the last one. Instead of big guy, you said big girl.
Who ain't versatile? And you gotta admit, old Dr. Tony did a heck of a job on Monica's new headers, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay, so, married man, how much longer do you think we should extend our stay? This is going so well.
Well, I think we need to at least stay until some of these checks clear.
Captain Action Guy, the king of late-night TV ads? Holy anything for a buck. Tune in again next time when we'll hear the guy from the Male Impotence Remedy commercial say...
So call today. Increased potency and better performance are just a phone call away.
Captain Action Guy say...
You tell him, big guy.
And Captain Action Girl say...
Wee-hoo, I'm so drunk and well endowed. I don't touch him.
Don't miss. Our next sphincter tightening adventure. Same married time, same married channel.
Wherever there's a school up, you'll find the married man.
Final episode with Drinking Buddy coming up before we get out of here at the end of the hour. Right now, it is Wordy Word time, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line.
Also, go to thebigshow.com, click the On Air Contest button. You won't play Wordy Word, can't get through. Jack and Mike call you. We play next. Good Monday morning. Big Show's on the radio running through you on July 20th. Our video today brought to you by LS Tractor, a value that offers simply more. Find your local dealer, click on their banner, got it at thebigshow.com. It's where you'll find our video of the day, The Office Arnold Schwarzenegger edition.
Get to the conference room.
That's a bunch of stuff, man. Yeah. How'd they do that deep fake stuff? Crazy. Check it out. Like The Office, you'll love this.
Oh, do you really want to know? Because I can show you.
No, I saw
it. He's already done that once past week.
It was, come on, we got to play.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
A wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We've got dry bag and freezer sleeve. Oh, wait a minute, I'm sorry. That's our prize pack from Wilderness Systems. Yeah. We got Nelson from Waycross, Georgia. Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Welcome. And we got Scott from Easley, South Carolina. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, boys, welcome. Scott, you're on Team Tater and Randy. And Nelson on the John Boy and Billy side. Do two rounds. Good luck to y'all. So, Scott, you relax. Me and Nelson will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. So, you ready, Nelson?
I'm ready.
Let's see what we can do then. All right. Start the clock now. This is a fruit, and you suck on it. It makes you pucker.
Lemon.
Yeah. All right. You sing a song in church out of one of these, out of the book.
Hymn book.
Yeah.
Hymn book.
All right. You blank your seatbelt. Yes.
Yes.
All right. You study this about people are tearing down statues about this. I mean, when you look at
history.
Yes. All right. A soda blank.
Pop.
Yes. Yes. A car blank. Where you go. No blanks allowed.
Well, that was something. Wow. First part, yeah, I got it, but second part, okay.
Then for a use. Well, never mind. I don't need to give you any hints. Okay.
I think you already did.
Nelson put a 5 on the board. Good work,
Watch
Nelson.
Watch it, dry bag.
All right, Scott and Tater are up for their first 30. Are you ready, Scott?
I'm ready.
And picking up on that last one, if I was any help at all, go.
This is where you go to buy cars, and this is the person that buys all of them because he's got a blank license and puts them on the lot.
Dealer's lot.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
This is a soup, but it's got a lot of meat in it, and Texas is famous for it. Yes,
yes.
Good God. You put a letter in this and mail it. You have to put it in this
envelope.
Yeah, boy. This animal goes. What kind of is it? No.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's
cow.
No. Sorry.
Okay,
good job, freezer sleeve.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
I thought your impression was so spot on, I accidentally hit the bell. So.
Yeah.
So sorry.
So a 3 on the board for
really?
Scott. Yeah, that was it. All right, Nelson and Billy. Ready, Nelson?
I'm ready.
Picking up on that last one. Go.
It goes, bah. It's got horns, usually.
Ram.
No, well,
goat.
There you go.
Goat.
This is the planet in the solar system with rings around it.
Saturn.
Bam.
There you go. If you're going to take a flight somewhere, you have to drive out to the what?
Airport.
Yep. A farmer might store hay in this building.
Barn.
Yep. Let's see. Blank cheese is something you might eat if you're on a diet. A scoop of blank cheese. It's white. Locale.
Cottage cheese.
The cottage was after the buzzer, so throw that one out.
Thank you.
Got a total of 9. So, Randy, you and Scott need 6 to tie.
It's doable.
7 will win.
It's doable.
All right. Scott, are you ready? Sounds like Randy is.
I'm ready.
And go.
So, this is like a small house you'd have in the woods.
Log.
Cottage.
Nope. Sorry.
Nope.
Sorry.
A log.
Yeah, log
cabin.
Yes, thank you. All right, so this is where you go to shop. It has all the stores, 2-3 levels.
Mall.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you go into when you're in the mall.
Store.
Yep. And shop. This it rhymes with it. This is at the ocean. It's the sandy part.
Beach.
Rhymes
Jersey.
Rhymes with mall.
Oh.
No, no, it's not mall store.
Dang it.
Oh, Nelson wins 9-6 after the dust settles. All right, well, Scott from Easley, you can try again anytime, buddy. We appreciate you playing.
All right, thank y'all so much.
Right, man, mall. Thank What's you.
That's a Monday.
And Nelson down way across Georgia, you got the Wilderness Systems 2-in-1 prize pack. Congratulations on your victory.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bid request of the morning. Who we got this morning? Anthony Walker out of Greenville, South Carolina. Anthony says, y'all play that Mad Max where he's upset about the ship club or the strip club. Oh, that's the Tater's writing. It could have been worse. The strip club with no strippers, please. All right, Anthony, we got you. What a Mad Max raves of the times. Coming up next. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request this morning. Yeah, from Anthony Walker, Greenville, South Carolina. It's a recent call here from Mad Max.
John Boy and Billy. Oh. Mad Max here.
How's it going, buddy?
Well, how you think it's going?
Well.
I'm madder than a sack full of doorknobs. Wait, that's how lumpy I am.
Yeah.
But anyway, boys, 2020 is about to get on my last good nerve. Everybody's having a hard time lately, but there's some industries in America that are really struggling to survive. And one of those industries is the Great American Strip Club. Oh. Now, since March, strip clubs have been shut down because they're a non-essential business. Some of them have tried stuff like topless food delivery and drive-up shows where you watch from your car in the parking lot. Well, meanwhile, Florida's working on safety guidelines for their clubs to open back up. It's basically what everybody else is doing. Temperature checks, sanitizer, face masks, less tables, and more frequent deep cleaning, which I hope is talking about the doorknobs and not the dancers. But here's the thing. All this safety jazz still won't solve their biggest problem. Lap dances are the most profitable part of the business. And as far as I know, there ain't no way to get a lap dance from 6 feet away.
True.
So meanwhile, in South Carolina, one of the big strip clubs in Myrtle Beach actually opened back up last week. Had they pull it off? Why, they gave up their adult entertainment license. They're just selling food and beverages. Nobody in the club is going to be taking any of their clothes off. In other words, a strip club reopened by promising not to be a strip club. And to that, may I just say, my big old fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, look, we all got to adjust in these uncertain times. But a topless joint trying to draw a crowd without any topless girls is kind of like if you walk in a movie theater and they said, oh, we're not actually showing movies right now. We're just selling $12 buckets of popcorn. Now, I don't mean to pick on anybody. It's trying to stay in business nowadays. I wish these people all the luck in the world. But if I want to get a plate of so-so chicken wings from a woman that's just pretending to like me and won't be getting naked at any point in the transaction, I can just stay home with my wife. It's like everything else right now. We all got got a whole lot more questions than answers.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why a strip club would want to turn into Applebee's. Of course, I don't even know why Applebee's would want to be Applebee's. But anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is till we get it figured out, everybody should know their role. Stay in their lane. Sit out. Shut up. And quit running my life. John Boy and Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Before we get out of here on this Monday morning, let's wrap up our Married Man Monday. Put a spotlight on Drinking Buddy.
Married man, drives around in a minivan. Got a wife and some kids, his whole life's on the skids. Hey there! There goes the married man. How's he feel? Listen, dude, this poor guy's really screwed. Hanging on by a thread, quart of milk, loaf of bread. Hey there goes the married man. Got a big gas grill, buys his clothes at the Gap, and he's just about had enough of this crap. Married man, friendly neighborhood married man. Life for him has no zing. Wife won't let him do a thing. She says it's about time he grew up. Wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
As our story opens, married man and his crime-fighting colleagues are aboard the minivan after an eventful visit to the Brushywood nuclear station.
Move over, Ledford. You're hogging a seat.
You know, you could ask nice. Old Droopy Jars there ain't much on people skills, is it? You got that right.
Hold it down just for a second, guys. Hello? Hi, honey bunny. Yes, I know I said I'd be home soon, but we hit a little snag at the nuclear plant while we were trying to give ourselves superpowers. Well, remember how we zapped Drinking Buddy with radiation and he turned into this giant hulking monster? Well, we zapped him again, and he split into two identical twins. We're kind of trying to get him put back together right now. What? Yes, both of them are big drinkers. Yes, I know you're making teriyaki pot roast for dinner. With any luck at all, I'll be home in, an hour or so. Okay, honey. Bye.
Hey, big guy. Did it hurt?
Did what hurt?
When your wife stuck that ring in your nose. That's a good one, big guy.
Hey, so where are we going anyway?
To see a friend of mine over at the college. If anybody can figure out how to put Humpty and Dumpty back together again, it's him.
Hey, big guy, sure would be nice to stop off somewheres for a cocktail. I like the way you think, big guy. Hey, what's not to like?
You know, there's only two of him, but he's three times as annoying.
Moments later, the dysfunctional super quartet arrive at their destination.
Oh, well, well, married man. Nice to see you. Yo, come on in the land.
Howdy, old friend. Sherman Klump, this is my crime-fighting sidekick, College Buddy. This is our new associate, Drinking Buddy. And so is this.
Evening, Professor.
What's up, Doc? Good one, big guy.
We really appreciate you meeting us like this.
Oh, no problem. Family and I were just headed out to the cafeteria when you called.
Your family's here?
Yep. Folks, I'd like you to meet Central City's number one superhero, Married Man. Oh, this is just fabulous. A real-life celebrity. Married Man, Married Man, Married Man. Hey, look who he got with him. It's the before and before twin.
Cletus,
hush your mouth.
This gonna take long. My blood sugar's gonna get messed up if I don't have something to eat pretty soon.
Woman, the man ain't got time to hear about all your little aches and pains.
Better back up out of my face there, Cletus, before I lay some smack down on you.
Well, bring on the noise, bring on the funk. Mama, Cletus, please.
Professor, what's your take on our little situation here?
Well, according to some research I've done on the subject, it's theoretically possible to recombine your twin friends here into a single entity. In fact, I've developed a special experimental procedure that'll do just that. First, each of you needs to take a drink of this special formula. I'll just pour it in these test tubes here.
Hey, big guy, I got a shot glass in my utility belt. Hey, me too. Small world, ain't it? I heard that.
Okay, okay, you're just alike. We got it.
Now, here you go, fellas. Now, drink that down.
Whew! That's a mighty strong, big guy. Tastes kind of like turpentine.
And he would know.
Okay, now what?
Well, the formula has temporarily destabilized your friend's molecular structure.
You kidding? He's been destabilized since the late 70s.
Now, I want you gentlemen to stand at opposite sides of the room and run toward each other as fast as you can.
Well, assuming that they're actually capable of pulling that off, what's going to happen?
Well, you see, when they collide, the impact should drive their unstable molecules back together, turning the twins back into a single entity.
Sounds good to me. Okay, drinking buddies, on your marks, get set, go!
Red Rover, send me right over.
The drinking buddies lurch toward each other and collide with a resounding impact.
Great Caesar's goat. They're back together.
Whew. You know, all that running made me kind of thirsty. Hey, Doc, you got anything to drink around here?
It worked. He's back to his old self. Sherman, you're a genius.
Yeah, we got our drunk back. That ought to win him the Nobel Prize.
Y'all ain't got to run right off now, do you? I kind of like to get to know you a little better there, Superman.
That's married man.
Oh, look at them tights. You got a nice physique for an older fella. Hey, any chance of y'all zapping this one here, too? I wouldn't mind running off 3 or 4 copies of him to keep around the house.
No offense, ma'am, but you're creeping me out.
And so the drinking buddies are reunited again. We'll leave it to you whether or not that's a good thing. Tune in again next time when we'll hear Granny say,
if you go, I'll scream.
For more matrimonial marvels, don't miss our next sphincter-tightening adventure. Same married time, same married channel.
Screw up, wherever there's a screw up, you'll find the married man.
Ah, yeah, let's get it, buddy.
And they all lived happily never after. Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is a perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B stuff by phone. 800-471-STUFF is a magic number. Online services by animink.com.
Hi, y'all. The John Boy Billy's Late Risers podcast drops in about an hour and a half. The whole Big Show, wherever podcasts are sold. Find a bigshow.com. Love you, mate.